Well, this week we've seen allegations of abuse, maltreatment and systemic violations of human rights over in Nauru. And they're continuing to unfold thanks to the reports received by The Guardian last week. Now, the question of who leaked the documents has not been the focus of the media, but it's certainly of interest, mainly because the Border Force Act brought in by the Liberal government means that health professionals, NGOs and other staff employed on Nauru and Manus Island who speak out about the offshore detention system can face a 2-year jail sentence. It's got us thinking about whistleblowers again, certainly in the wake of the Olympics. And another high-profile case of whistleblowing was Yulia Stepanova, the Russian runner who spoke out about the state-sponsored doping, leading to quite a few issues for Russian athletes. Now, what are the other long-term repercussions for whistleblowers and their families? What rights do they have? International Director of Whistleblowers Australia and Professor of Social Sciences at the University of Wollongong, Dr. Brian Martin, joins me on the phone. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
Now, when we talk about whistleblowing, is there a specific kind of leaking that constitutes whistleblowing? Is it any documents or information coming out?
Well, the leakers are actually unusual because they don't reveal their identity. And the more typical whistleblowers are ones who speak out and let everyone know. And to talk about the consequences, whistleblowers, just imagine this situation. Is you see a crime, let's say an assault or a robbery, and you report it to the police, but the police, instead of, you know, going and searching out the culprit, they actually charge you with the crime, and then every agency you turn to doesn't help. And it's a nightmare, and this is what a lot of whistleblowers inside organizations, what they do, they see some corruption or abuse or whatever, hazard to the public. And so they think, oh, well, this is something that ought to be dealt with. I'll better report it to the boss. They report it to the boss, but instead of the problem being addressed or investigated, instead, suddenly the whistleblower starts suffering reprisals. It might be minor harassment. It might be the cold shoulder. It might be a reprimand. It might even be dismissal. There's a whole bunch of things that are done to whistleblowers, and it's a nightmare because this is a person who's usually conscientious, concerned about doing the right thing and doing the right thing, and suddenly they're told they're the problem. And the impacts, if you just nominate the various impacts, there's a loss of income to start with in many cases, and some of them are fighting through court, you know, for unfair dismissal, and that's incredibly expensive. And then the stress is absolutely huge, and it's partly the fact that it's such an injustice, it's so unfair, and a lot of whistleblowers can't process this because they believe the system worked. That's why they reported the problem. They thought the system worked, and suddenly their ideas about how the world works are turned upside down. It's damaging to health, damaging to relationships. You know, some become alcoholic, and the few studies have been done about the health impacts of whistleblowers. It's pretty drastic.
So I'm imagining that in that scenario, there's a reason why people might leak information rather than coming out publicly whistleblowing. But does that then sort of allow people to dismiss the information as unreliable because no one's put a face to it?
Yes, that's one of the problems with leaking. It doesn't have quite the same credibility. But what happens if for the people who reveal their identity is that they become under attack. And so there's a desperate attempt to discredit them, whereas if you're leaking documents, it's often quite effective because they can't attack the whistleblower anymore. Yeah. They can only say, oh, these documents are wrong or whatever. So leaking, I always advise leaking, if at all possible, leak, because it avoids all the reprisals. And it makes the focus not on the whistleblower, but on the thing that they're speaking out about. And that's what really should be done. A good organization will say, okay, we think this person is wrong, but we're going to focus on their allegations. We're going to investigate them. And if there's a problem, we'll fix it. That's the ideal organization. And people in those sort of organizations should feel confident about speaking out. But unfortunately, there's many that are quite different.
So should there be more codified kind of legal protections for people whistleblowing?
Look, there's actually a lot of legal protection. It sounds good on paper, but it's not true. you know, detention camps at Nauru, Manus Island. But in most, or, you know, a lot of public organizations, at least government organizations, there's legal protection, but it doesn't work. Very seldom. In fact, if we look through 20 years of whistleblower legislation in the various states and territories, you're desperately trying to find a single case where an employer has been charged for taking reprisals against whistleblowers. But in Whistleblowers Australia, you know there's dozens, if not hundreds, of cases where this has happened. So the legislation looks very good. You know, oh, yes, we're protecting whistleblowers. We've got this great law, but it actually doesn't work in practice because it's not enforced.
Dr. Martin, thank you very much for that. It is always a pleasure to speak to you on Breakfast.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Yes, Dr. Brian Martin, he's the International Director of Whistleblowers Australia and Professor of Social Sciences at the University of Wollongong, talking about whether, you know, well, there are huge reprisals for whistleblowers, absolutely massive ones. So it's incredible that people still come out and do this. And while I understand that the documents were leaked rather than sort of a whistleblowing issue when it comes to Nauru, I'd be very surprised if people aren't immediately trying to track down the individuals behind it, either for prosecution or so that we can actually put a human face to the information that we've found.